News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
12 minutes past 7 on News Talk Breakfast. Let's turn back to that study that nearly 9 in 10 parents still worry about their kids, even when they're grown up. We're joined by Dr. Brendan Kelly, Professor of Psychiatry at Trinity College Dublin. Brendan, are you surprised by this?
I'm perhaps surprised that 1 in 10 parents do not worry about their adult children. I guess parenting is a job for life, and people will continue to worry forever. I think what is maybe more concerning is the notion that I think it's 43% of parents worry about their children every moment of every day. And regardless of the age of the child, you know, that what we might call worry-based parenting is not always good for the child.
No, it's kind of hard to imagine how you can do that every waking moment. I mean, there are certainly times when events happen that you do worry all the time about a particular child, but to do that at all times seems excessive, doesn't it?
Yes, and it's not very helpful. Like, worry is something that naturally we should turn on and turn off, as you say, Shane, depending on the circumstances. The notion that we would worry constantly is not particularly healthy. Also, not especially healthy into adulthood is what we might call over-parenting, which isn't a great phrase. It seems parents can't do it right. They do too much or too little. But over-parenting into the adulthood of the child can be especially disempowering and not great for the child, let alone the parent.
Do you think our generation of parents worries more about their kids than our parents did about us?
Yes, I do. But the main reason is because every generation believes that they are the most worried and most anxious generation in the history of humanity. And maybe every generation is right. Maybe it is endlessly getting worse. But the chances are that we're pretty much similar to other generations. The other interesting thing about this study, Shane, is that it was conducted in the United States, showing this high level of worry. And here in Ireland, we tend to have these fantasies that we're unique about everything. We're either the best or the worst, or sometimes both. But this shows that, if you like, the Irish mammy or the Irish parent is just as apparent in the United States with this over-worrying as is the case here in Ireland.
When they get to adulthood, what are the things we worry most about?
Well, it's funny. The biggest worry that came up in this study was to do with the emotional well-being of children. And I'm not entirely certain that that is true here in Ireland. I think we do worry about financial matters and housing and organization and so forth, particularly for young adults today. And the key is to try and give the young, the adult child as much independence and freedom as possible while remaining available to help. And of course, Shane, the situation changes dramatically if grandchildren appear. And very often you find adult children feeling almost sidelined as the spotlight shifts onto the new grandchildren.
Do they actually? They don't feel sidelined, do they really?
It is a described phenomenon whereby the adult child feels that all attention has gone and suddenly that they were only regarded as the bringer of grandchildren rather than having sort of a life of their own. But look, my view is that grandparents have earned the right to focus their attention wherever they wish. And if grandparenting turns out to be a little lighter, a little happier, a little less responsibility filled than actual parenting, they've more than earned the right to do that.
Any last advice for worrying parents out there this morning, Brendan?
Your children are likely going to be fine, and certainly worrying about them isn't going to help very much. Just being there for them, being available for them, but not necessarily being involved in every detail is what children value the most.
I worry that you could be exactly right, Brendan. Thank you indeed for that. Dr. Brendan Kelly, Professor of Psychiatry at Trinity College Dublin. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.